Hi, Adal. How was the show?
It was fascinating. I spent almost a half a day with Denise Plant of Denver.
Nice.
Denise Plant is she hosts a local TV show in Colorado, in Denver. She hosts a radio show on a cowboy station in Denver. Mm-hmm. And then she has her own podcast where her and a friend of hers, who is a psychic, tells you things.
Cowboy psychic?
Not a cowboy psychic. But the great thing was, as here's her dorkdom. This is my favorite part of Denise Plant, besides being a very nice woman. Mm-hmm. Anyway, her whole family has metal detectors.
Okay.
The things you bring to the beach.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
sure. And you look for watches and things like that.
Yeah.
And they got them because her mother-in-law, her grandmother-in-law, so her husband's grandmother, hid metal coins, gold bars, silver bars all over the house and the lawn.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Ingots? A fortune in gold, like treasure, like full-on treasure. So that's why they bought a really nice one to start out with. And then they were like, well, this is awesome. And they went on like a Disney cruise and tried to do it on the beach at the Disney cruise. Mm-hmm. And the Disney people were put the kibosh on that.
Really? Why?
Super fast. Because they found something and then they started digging. And then everybody was like, oh, is there treasure in the Bahamas or wherever the heck they were? And so somebody from Disney was like, hey, quit having fun. You're supposed to be having fun. Or whatever. Denise Plant. She was fascinated.
Right.
And
so how much money did they find in her grandmother's estate? And literally in her estate.
Like, you know, literally, like
there's money in the banana stand.
There's
gold
money.
Ingots in the banana stand.
You know, that would have been a really good question. How much money did you actually end up? But they found $100 bills between the leaves of books. I mean, it makes my kitchen money look like nothing, is what I'm saying.
We don't have money in the kitchen.
There's no money in the kitchen. There's money in the banana stand. Find the banana stand. Anyway, but I said, so she's fabulously wealthy, is what you're saying. She said, oh, yeah. And as a matter of fact, one of her neighbors came over and said that she had kind of swindled, seems like a strong word, but I think the word is swindled, this guy out of some land.
And the great-grandmother.
The grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And so she passed. The mom inherited all this stuff. And so when the guy came over, the mom was like, yeah, you can have your land back. And just gave it to him.
Oh.
And that guy on his cane, you know, 30 years later was like, oh, good.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Because she took me for a buggy ride.
Right.
And not cool. So that was kind of neat.
That is neat.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds fascinating.
It was a great episode.